Hello, everyone. I'm Marlette, and you're listening to Alpha Romeo. Divorce sucks. Divorce with kids sucks more. I mean, sharing as a five-year-old was a hard task to learn. And let's be honest, we didn't do the best then, and some of us didn't get any better. So sharing kids can be a challenge at the very least. But divorce is the unfortunate part. Marriage is where it begins. At 19, I was married for the first time. I was young, naive, and full of a romanticized idea of marriage and being with the love of your life. So many people tried to warn me about marrying young, about how much growth I had left to experience, about how I had so many changes to go through, and how all of those things could impact my young marriage. Not to say that marrying young is always going to end up in divorce, but it's not surprising when we do change a lot as we grow up. Luckily, although my first marriage ended in divorce, there were no children that had to be shared. And although at the beginning of our marriage, I dreamed of having children, I am so thankful that we did not. Him and I couldn't share our beer. Not sure how a child would have fared in that situation. I left out an important part. Yes, we could have shared a child. But for a miscarriage at 5 months pregnant, we did not have to find out what that journey would have looked like for us. And to be honest, I'm really happy about that. Our young marriage was full of passion, but that passion very quickly turned into resentment, infidelity, rage, and physical confrontations. So after 2 years, we, mostly me, a little him, realized that we were not made for forever, but instead a memorable learning experience that I thought would make us a little wiser. But at 22, I tried marriage again. This time, I was a little different, and I felt like I had matured enough, but not as much as I had hoped. This time, however, I did have a baby, and it was the best thing that could have happened to me. After my first divorce, I had rebelled. I was going down a path of drinking and recklessness. I often think about all the times I took risks that could have cost me my life or the life of someone else. So, this baby, he made all the difference. I had to change. I was going to be a mother. I was so scared, but excited. I was sad to leave my military career behind. After all, it was all I had dreamed of for so long. Being a mother was fulfilling, though. Raising someone to be a good human is a challenge that I don't think ever goes away. Anyway, we've heard all about motherhood from me. So, back to marriage number two. Lack of maturity didn't stop plaguing me after my first marriage. It was a prevalent theme in my second marriage as well. I just didn't grow up fast enough to keep up with a newborn, two stepkids, and the loss of being a soldier. Without a purpose of my own, little things blew into big things, and no matter the graciousness of my ex-husband, immaturity was not to be overcome by our partnership. So after 2 years of being married, we decided it was best to go our separate ways. I am so grateful for the father that he is and our ability to co-parent together. But it wasn't always this way. The beginning was tough. I was only 24, and I didn't know how to get along with an ex, let alone share a kid with him. I was bitter, sad, unemployed, heartbroken, and basically lost. But I knew I couldn't dwell on that. I couldn't dwell on what I didn't have. I had to focus on the baby, had to figure out where my life was headed. That still didn't change our interactions. The first exchange after our divorce was unpleasant at the very least. I didn't even have the energy to deal with it. So by proxy, I selected my mother to handle these for the first couple of years. I tried to focus on what the parenting classes had taught me, that this was to be treated as a business exchange. The child is an investment on both parts, and who does not want their investment to prosper? Therefore, always working with partners to ensure that success. It still did not pan out exactly the way I hoped. There were many disagreements, cold interchanges, and at times, lack of communication. About 3 years later, I finally forgave myself, and I forgave him for everything not working out. After all, we were happier for it. He met a wonderful woman that I call a saint for the gracious way that she has behaved, to the point of being another loving heart for my son, another listening ear, and another role model. She is the epitome of what co-parenting should look like. Not because it has been easy for her, but because she uses her hardships to move forward and be better in a way that many times has humbled me. Even though my ex-husband is lucky to have found her, I am lucky that she is a mama to my son and a kind soul to me. At a time when I got the courage to apologize to my ex-husband, we found the strength to let go of everything negative that had occurred and have slowly focused on raising our son. We're always a team, and together we have helped our son be on a good path. It's not perfect, but he is a good kid. Throughout the years, we have all been accommodating to each other. We have communicated consistently, and when there was a big issue 3 years ago, that meant my son had to go live with his dad, we weathered that storm. Even though I thought my ex's wife was an amazing woman before, when this issue happened, she wrote me a note ensuring that my son would be taken care of, sharing some of her hardships as a mother, and providing me a multitude of ways to contact her directly if I ever needed anything. I was in awe. I still am, at her poise, her wisdom, her kindness, and her ability to be genuine in a way that I never thought I could be. Her note provided me with the courage and strength that I need now as I try to raise a teenage boy. She inspires me, and I can only hope that I can guide my children as she has guided her own, which include 3 stepchildren, who she doesn't consider step at all, but just a wonderful addition to her brood. Writing that last part felt wonderful, mostly because divorce is such a hurdle for most of us, and when kids are involved, it could become super negative and at times so difficult to deal with. Children are often hurt the most, and I'm so lucky I became a better co-parent in my journey. Because I know this is hard to believe, but I was actually the one that made co-parenting difficult at the beginning. I thank both my ex-husband and his wonderful wife for their patience with me and for being such good role models on how blended families can be happy and successful. Now, the third long-term relationship. Well, that wasn't a formal or official marriage, but it lasted longer than both of my marriages combined. However, length of time did not prove to be the winning recipe for a long-lasting romantic relationship. I did gain another child, and you would think that meant a second chance to do things better. But any mother will tell you that each kid is different, and the tribulations you'll have with one does not mean you'll have it with the other. My daughter is sweet, but she is a 7-year-old girl full of curiosity and big emotions. The separation of her dad and I was not easy on her, and after 2 years, it's only gotten a little bit better. Therapy did help her, but it's a work in progress. Sometimes she's super happy, and other days, she still cries when she says bye to her dad. Sharing a kid didn't become easier. It didn't mean I would be perfect at it. It just meant that I was learning how to share another piece of my heart. There was still heartache at the beginning. There are still uncomfortable discussions to this day. But she has two people that would do anything for her to be safe and cared for. Please, do not think that it hasn't been difficult, that these journeys of blended families are easy, that there haven't been tears, loud, angry discussions, or nights where I wanted to be a single parent. It just means that I try to focus all my energy on what I can affect, that I remember not to judge too harshly, that I try to be accommodating, that I have to communicate, and that we both have a wonderful investment that we want to succeed. And since I am married again, now I have the wonderful experience of sharing my children with yet another person that loves and cares for them. My husband has never raised kids, but he tries so much to ensure that they're tough, prepared young people. Kind of like training that he does with our puppy. It takes so much patience, and even on some days, they wear on his nerves. But never so much that he forgets how much he wants them to know that they can do what they set their mind to, that they have his love and encouragement, and that they've learned so much from him. I'm so excited to see how they learn and bond over the next couple of years before they leave us and we become empty nesters. My parenting team is made up of at least 6 people at any given time. It's not better or worse than having a parent team of 2. It's not better or worse than having a parent team of 1. There are just some days where it pays off that so many people who are good and thoughtful influence the future of my kids. That there are days where we all work together and days where we question each other. Nonetheless, this is my journey. At no point would I ever boast or be proud of the situation I have come to find myself in. But it was a series of decisions that led us all here. So there is no blame. There is just hope for all the hard work, the talks, the trips, the memories, the discipline, the heartache, that will one day turn into a successfully happy kid who then blossoms into a driven and passionate adult that is kind. If you're listening and you have a co-parenting situation, please, please, please use your heart to be patient and understanding with your co-parent. Think of how big of a smile your kid will have when he sees a team. I mean, for the most part, sometimes kids don't want you to be on the same page. They would rather you argue about what time they can be home, what color they can dye their hair, what body part they can pierce. But there will be ups and downs. All those moving pieces can be hard to put together. But as long as your child is safe, try your best to create a good parenting situation. Sometimes that'll look like driving an hour to drop off your kid because the other parent can't. Sometimes that'll look like saying a kind word about your co-parent. Sometimes it'll look like a phone call to discuss consistency. And sometimes it'll look like a kind phone call to discuss future plans. Sometimes it'll look like you talking to yourself about why your co-parent is behaving the way that they are. Now, we'll all lose it. Our poise, our grace, our patience. And guess what? that's okay too. We are allowed to get upset, to be sad, to get frustrated. But deep down, when all those feelings subside, we know that our child benefits from all the love, the encouragement, the support that co-parenting brings. And this is our goal. To let them know that we love them, all of us that are here. But we don't love them all the same. We each have our own way to show that love. So I hope you think about your situation and consider all the options. I do know that sometimes co-parenting is not plausible. I don't kid myself to think that every child from a divorced family should be allowed to have a relationship with both parents. Maybe that other parent needs space for whatever reason. Maybe it's just not the time in their life where they can parent kids. But you standing up for your child to ensure that they are safe, that takes bravery too. To fight, to keep people out of their lives that are not ready for the responsibility to be invited in. This doesn't mean forever. This just means for now. Whatever situation you find yourself, seek support. Court systems everywhere have advocates and mediators. Friends and family can also be a source for advice or help. Wherever you need to go, remember every decision, every situation impacts your kid and their ability to see a world where you're trying your best. Thank you for listening. You can catch episodes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify every other Thursday. If you have any comments, leave them. I love to hear feedback.